9368, Sherwood, Ray Road in Washington.
Ray Road in Washington, Alan, this is Ron. I got your police emergency.
Yeah, I have a woman that got on the bus with a wagon and it's full of empty pop cans. And I told her that she can't onboard a bus with a four-wheel wagon. It's a collapsible wagon, but it's like a two huge cans, bags of cans in the back of the wagon and it's strapped into that wagon. What do you want me to do?
Well, my understanding is that some of the policies have changed on that, and as long as they're not blocking an aisleway and passengers are able to get freely through and there's room for them on the bus, you know, it's not like peak hour right now, 5 o'clock in the evening where you need extra room and stuff, we are allowed to carry them.
Okay, I'll give her the message. As long as it's okay with you, it's okay with me.
Yeah, that's fine. The wagon does need to be secured. We don't want it rolling down the aisle and hitting somebody if you come to a sudden stop.
What do you mean secured? I don't know what you mean by that.
Well, if it can be either put in the handicapped area there with the seats folded up and maybe secured with a handicap belt or maybe stuck between a couple seats or something like that. But the in and out, the doors and the aisleway need to be clear.
Okay, I will do it that way on your advice and then we'll talk about it. So many people are telling me so many different things on the subject. We need to have a conversation so we can figure out what's going to happen here.
Yeah, when you go back to the garage, talk to your station manager or station trainer. They would be more than welcome to help you out with that.
I got a meeting with the station manager next week, and I'll bring it up to him and see what he's got to say about it.
That will work. Very good, Ed. 1228.